Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order, Chapter 7, The Sacrifice Performed by Daksha, Part 1, Verses 1 through 15. Daksha pardoned by Lord Shiva. The sage Maitreya then said, O mighty armed Vidura, Lord Shiva, being thus pacified by the words of Lord Brahma, spoke as follows in answer to Lord Brahma's request. My dear father, O Praja Isha, Lord of created beings, I do not mind the offenses created by the demigods, for they are Deva Maya Adibhutanam, deluded by the external energy of Krishna. And because these demigods are childish and less intelligent, I do not take a serious view of their offenses, and I have punished them only in order to right them. Now since the head of Daksha has already been burned to ashes, Daksha will have Ajamukham Shira, the head of a goat. The demigod known as Bhaga will be able to see his share of sacrifice through the eyes of Mitra. The demigod Pusha will be able to chew only through the teeth of his disciples, and if alone, then he will have to satisfy himself by eating dough made from chickpea flour. But the demigods who have agreed to give me my share of the sacrifice will recover from all their injuries. Those who have had their arms cut off will have to work with the arms of the Ashwini Kumaras, and those whose hands were cut off will have to do their work with the hands of Pusha. And the priest will also have to act in that same manner. But as for Bhrigu, he will have the beard from the goat's head. The great sage Maitreya then said, My dear Vidura, all the personalities present were very much satisfied in heart and soul upon hearing the words of Lord Shiva, who is Midhutama, the best among benedictors. Thereafter, the chief of the great sages, Bhrigu, invited Lord Shiva to come to the sacrificial arena. Thus, the demigods, accompanied by the sages, Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, all went to the place where the great sacrifice was being performed. And there is a common phrase, Shiva Hina Yajna. Any sacrifice without the presence of Lord Shiva is sure to be baffled. So after everything was executed exactly as directed by Lord Shiva, Daksha's body was joined to the head of the goat which was meant to be killed in the sacrifice. When the animal's head was fixed on the body of King Daksha, Daksha was immediately brought to consciousness, and as he awakened from sleep, the king saw Lord Shiva standing before him. At that time, when Daksha saw Vrishadvaja, Lord Shiva, who rides upon a bull, Daksha's heart, which was polluted by envy of Lord Shiva, was immediately cleansed, just as the water in a lake is cleansed by autumnal rains. Daksha wanted to offer prayers to Lord Shiva, but as Daksha remembered the ill-fated death of his daughter Sati, Daksha's eyes filled with tears, and in bereavement his voice choked up, and Daksha could not say anything. And so at this time, King Daksha, afflicted by love and affection, was Sudhi, very much awakened to his real senses. And so with great endeavor, Daksha pacified his mind, checked his feelings, and with pure consciousness began offering prayers to Lord Shiva. Bhuyan anugraha aho bhavata kritome, dandastvaya mayi brito yad api pralabdha, na brahma bandhushu chavang bhagavan avagya, tubhyam haresh chakuta eva drita vrateshu. O my dear Lord Shiva, I committed a great offense against you, but you are so kind that instead of withdrawing your mercy, you have done me a great favor, anugraha, by punishing me. You and Lord Vishnu never neglect even useless, unqualified brahmanas. Why then should you neglect me, who am engaged in performing sacrifices? Vidya tapo vrata dharan muka taksma vipran brahmatma tattvam avitung prathamang tvam asrak tad brahmanan paramasarva vipatsu pasi pala pashun iva vipo pragrahita dandah. O Parama, O Vibhu, my dear great and powerful Lord Shiva, you were created first from the mouth of Lord Brahma in order to protect the brahmanas in pursuing vidya, education, tapa, austerities, vrata, vows, and atma-tattvam, self-realization. So, being the protector of the brahmanas, you always protect the regulative principles they follow. Just as a cowherder boy keeps a stick in his hand in order to give protection to the cows. Yosau maya vidita tatva drisha sabayam shipto durukti vishikayar viganaya tanmam arvak patantam arhatama nindayapad drisyar drayasa bhagavan swakritena tushit. I did not know your full glories. For this reason, I threw arrows of sharp words at you in the open assembly, although you did not take them into account. Indeed, I was going down to hell because of my disobedience to you. You, who are the most respectable personality. But you took compassion upon me and save me by awarding punishment. So I request that you be swakritena tushyate, pleased by your own mercy, since I cannot satisfy you by my words. Recorded August 12, 2023, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.